Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Thank you for tuning in. My God Almighty, to our wins tonight. Bible study, get into the word. I know Mother Help. That's why she got her name, a.k.a. Minister Mother OG. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you, and it's always a pleasure for you to tune in and worship God with us in the ADM family. I thank God that you're choosing us to be your ministry social media family. Amen. And it's just like having you as our natural family right there in our own home. So we love to worship God with you, no matter how it may come about, no matter it might come by social media, by phone call, by internet. It doesn't matter. If you want to send us a mail, we'll send mail right back to you. But we just want to keep witnessing and keep conversating with our brothers and sisters and keep empowering. It's not all about us being a power, but it's about you have something to empower us as well. We all have something to contribute to each other, but we can keep and they be able to look at each other and or you, Minister Brown, or you, Pastor Nez, my God, thank you, because I remember when I was on earth, I needed help. You gave me something that encouraged me, empowered me, and helped me to see another day. And I thank God for that. I thank God for you all, saints of God, and I thank God for your family. It is always a pleasure, my God. We've been having a good time. We're getting geared up, ready, my God. September is coming. September is coming, and we're going to be celebrating our anniversary. Amen. We want you to come and celebrate with us. We're going to have some Holy Ghost fire in this time. And all I can say and wipe the sweat off my brow, like, ooh, thank God we made it for another year. Amen. And I'm ready to see what He is doing. Developing and empowering people, developing, shipping them from one place to another place. It's been an amazing sight to see, and I will not change it for nothing. Let me tell you something. I would, not only me and First Lady will not change it for nothing to see how God is just empowering saints and saints' life. They taking control of that, my God Almighty. They sowing into their life. They learn how to sow into their self, my God, and take care of their home and their different situation. It is an amazing sight to see, and I'm telling you, that empowers me every day when I think about that, my God. Do you give that pastor a mic? My God, he gonna preach. And before he closes out, he don't close by 10 or 12 times. Y'all know how we do. Amen. Amen. Well, so before I go any further, we're gonna go ahead and bring in our very own Mother Jackson. Go ahead and give me a prayer before our very own mother. Okay, all of you on home, you know, you'll hear from me or even Pastor Phil. Amen. Come in and that's now only, but if she don't clean all the meat off the bone, thanks to God, it ain't nothing left for us to come do other than say good in the morning for prayer. Mother Jackson, God bless you. Go ahead and
God bless you, Pastor Phil. First, I give the honor to God who's the head of my life. And give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and every member of AMD. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to you once more. In the name of Jesus, God, just thanking you, God. Thanking you in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. And so we say hallelujah, God. We give you all the glory, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you how you're raising soldiers up in these last days, God. Oh, to stand footed in the name of Jesus, God, and declare out of those days that God is our living God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for making a ways out of no way, God. We see you, God, working miracles out of those days, God. We see how you're healing, God. How you're raising people up, God, that's been down in the valley, God, for so long. But now you're raising them up, God, that stand boldly in you, God, that don't take back in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we declare high. We thank you, Jesus, the Lord of hosts, hey, God. We love you so much, God. We just love to say the name of Jesus, because we realize the name of Jesus has power in it. No other name like Jesus, the Lord of hosts, hey, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for that. It's not a problem about us rolling over in the morning, God. getting up for the most, God. Oh, telling you thank you and to praise you, God. We thank you, God. It's a pleasure, God, when it comes to you, God, because you've been so good to us, God. You've been better to us than we've been ourselves, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, how you kept tears up. Took care of all day long until this point, God. You didn't have to do it, God, out of emotion, God, but we thank you, God, in spite of all that we go through, God. We yet say we have the victory of emotion. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you fight a good battle, God, because you never lost a battle. Oh, God, we just lift up every sick and shedding person everywhere today, God. Oh, God, let them begin to then say thank you for their healing. Oh, God, let them say thank you to it manifest. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we ask that you look all over the world, God, on the boat, God. Oh, God, begin to work miracles everywhere, God. We thank you because you're still working miracles, God. Oh, God, you're making a way somewhere, God, where somebody didn't have a roof over their head, God. You just made a way for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You just made a way for somebody, God, that needed food on their table, God, and you supplied their every need, God. So we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray today, God, everybody that has a ear to hear, in the name of Jesus. How do they want to, God? Let them begin to thank you, God. Let them begin to glorify your name, God, because you're so worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up our companions up to you this day, God. We pray, God, that you keep them strong, God, that you keep them well, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You continue to let them cry out on your name, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, we have to realize in these last and evil days, God, we have to realize that all of the most shake, God. We have to begin to encourage ourselves, prophesy to ourselves. We have to begin to know the most shake, God. To lean on you like never before, God. When the times are hard, God, let us continue to lean on you, God. Let us realize that you never forgave, that you never forget us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for teaching us to lean on you like never before, God. Oh, God, teach us to know that anything that upset us so quickly, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know the enemy, he cut it off, he comes to rob, steal, and destroy. Oh, God, but we realize, God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, God. So let us continue to just walk in your peace, God. Walk in your love, because of the Lord. When the paradise keep on throwing them, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, because you know we realize that you are higher than us, God. You're setting us up high in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you today, God. Let us begin to open our mouth, God, glorify your name, because you are worthy to be praised, God. We look on the emotion, God. We realize that you set high and you look low. You hear every conversation that we have, God. Oh, God, begin to teach us what to say, God. Let's continue to put over our mouth, God. There's certain things we just can't say, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to wash us, God. When you come to the Lord, say, God, wash us, God, and make us clean, God. Shine your light on us, God, from the lighthouse, God. Anything in us tonight like you, God. Oh, begin to burn it out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us make up our mind. Let us want to be real in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Real through Monday through Sunday, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to walk like you. Talk like you. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, draw us near to you like never before, God. Oh, God, let us hold on to you like never before, God. We need you in these last and evil days, God. We only come to the boat, God. We can't even make comments. We can't even make decisions without you, God. Let us know the motion. Come in, God. Make decisions for us, God. Continue to lead us, God. Guide us in the way that you will help us to be go. In the name of Jesus, Lord of the motion, God. Let us be obedient to your word, God. And to your leaders, Lord of the motion. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, Lord of the motion, God. Oh, have mercy upon us, God. We thank you, God, because you have started teaching us, God. Started putting revelation in our spirits, God. Oh, God, we thank you that our ears are open to you like never before, God. Let us get in that praise, quiet praise with you, God, that we could just pray, conversate with you, God. Oh, and listen to what you have us to do, God, and what you have to say to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us begin to take inventory of ourselves, God. Lay the three good emotions. Give it all to you, God, of emotion. Give it all to Jesus. All to Jesus, God, of emotion. The things that we'll do is not like you, God. Oh, God, help us today, God. Help us to be, God, of emotion, what you will have us to be, God. Let us stand strong in you, God, of emotion, Jesus. Let us stand strong. Oh, God, we need to have a revolution. Have mercy upon our souls today, God. Oh, God, continue to teach us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, let's have a revolution, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. These things we ask you today in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mother Jack. Well,
thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Mother.
God has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I give honor to God, who's the center of my life, and I give honor to my wonderful pastor, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to all my co-laborers in the Lord. This evening, I want to talk about prayer, and it seemed like Pastor Temple and Pastor Smith be all up in my brain. But it's a wonderful thing when God gives you something, then you have somebody that don't even know what you're going to talk about, and they come by and confirm it. So that let me know I'm on my way anyhow. So my subject tonight is going to be God is calling us back to prayer. Well, what is prayer, Mother OG? Well, it's a conversation with God, an expression of thanks to God, calling on the name of the Lord. Well, what is the element of prayer? Praise, when you tell God, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for keeping me safe. You didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come nigh thee, and I thank you. And prayer and worship is when you tell God how much you love him. When you say, Lord, I adore you. No one else like you. God, you my shelter. You my bridge over troubled water. You my all in all. I could do nothing without you. That is a form of prayer. Well, what is about prayer really about? Well, prayer can mean an intercession. That means a petition. And we go look at the 27th Psalm as a good example, beginning at the 8th verse. Here, 7th verse. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart say of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, will I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Now, that's a petition to God. When you say that prayer, that covers everything. That's covered whatever's burdening you, whatever's not going right in your home, whatever's not going right on your job. You telling God, God, I petition you, don't forsake me. Don't leave me now because I need you, God, because you are my shepherd I shall not want. Then how should we pray? Number one, pray with the fear of the Lord. Pray in faith, humility, godly repentance with all your heart, like Mother Jackson, a heart free from sin, selfishness. Now I want to pause about a few minutes and talk about that selfishness. You know, sometimes when we pray, and when I say we, I haven't always known how to pray. We give God a wish list. Lord, you know my rent needs to be paid. Lord, you know the light bill is due. Lord, I need me a new outfit to wear to church. I don't wear the same thing. You just go on and on and stupid, selfish. And that's not what prayer is. Prayer is praying in the spirit. Forgiving spirit. Let me pause on that. You know, if you got an ought in your heart against your sister or brother, family member, God is not going to hear that prayer. That's why he say, pray with a forgiving spirit. Pray with confidence. So, God, I know your words say that you a man that you should not lie, and you are not the son of man that you should repent. If you said it, I believe it, and close the prayer and go on about your business. Be persistent, sincerity, and simplicity, and please pray according to God's will. Stop praying that you hit the mega million of the Powerball, because you know when you get that money, you're not coming to church. You're not going to pray. You're going to be going on cruises, buying new cars, houses, and land. So pray, stay in God's will when you pray. Then you want to know, ask another question. Does God answer prayer? Yes. Look at I can show you two places in the Bible where he answered immediately. We go into 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, and I'm going to read from the first to the seventh verse. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, thus said the Lord, set thine house in order, for they shall die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth, with a perfect heart, have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept. And it came to pass, before Isaiah could go into the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again, go back, tell Hezekiah that the captain of my people, thus said the Lord God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. I will heal thee on the third day, that thou shalt go up in the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. I will deliver thee this city out of the hands of the kings of Assyria. I will defend the city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took it and laid it on the bar, and he recovered. Now, that's a prayer immediately. Okay, another immediate prayer was in Acts, the 16th chapter. This proves that if you just keep on trusting God, keep on praising, keep on singing hymns of mercy, and God, watch God change things. Paul and Silas didn't give it a thought when they were locked up in that jail. They was in there praising God, singing, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. They were just having all kind of fun in Jesus. And when they began to pray, they said an earthquake hit that jail, and those doors flew open, and you know the rest. They immediately was released. So we have to have that kind of faith in our prayer. We have to be simple in our prayer. We have to pray according to God's will. No matter what you go through, keep on pushing. No matter if you can't pay your bills, keep on praying. If your children are acting up, keep on praying. Don't stay out of church. Keep on praying. Keep on pushing. And that word push means pray until something happens. Prayer is very important in a time of crisis. In the book of Jeremiah, although it was a funeral procession, but so much sin and so much stuff was going on with Jeremiah, till they say if you want to get a prayer through, just call on the women of God. Call on them old mothers of the church that will go barefooted, don't wear no stockings, long dresses and aprons, and boy, they can get a prayer through. So he said, go get me them wailing women. Bring me the cunning women. The women that can get the job done. Back in the street when they used to call you cunning, it meant something else. But in the book of Jeremiah, it meant bring me them women that can pray and get a prayer answered and get to God. I want them to pray so hard to tears be running down my face. Bring me the wailing women. And what do it mean by wailing? That means when you cry to God, say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I need you now. Lord, you are my shepherd, I shall not want. Lord, I will trust in you with all my heart. I will not lean to my own understanding, and I will acknowledge you in all my ways, and I know you will direct my path. Amen. Oh, my God, it gets me excited to know what all prayer can do. And another thing, and last but not least, I heard Pastor hit on this a little bit about the Lord's Prayer. And, you know, it's two places in the Bible that they talked about the Lord's places, one in Matthew, one in St. Luke. So I'm going to wind it down, and we're going to go in the sixth chapter of Matthew, when God is teaching not only on prayer, but on almsgiving. He said, take heed that you do not your alms before men, that mean prayer, to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may glorify, so you have the glory of men. Then I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thy alms, let not the left hand know what the right hand doeth, that thine alms may in secret, that thy Father seeth, and he shall reward them openly. So Jesus began to teach on prayer, and he said, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to stay praying in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Then I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when they have shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father see in secret shall reward thee openly. But when he pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask. After that manner therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. If we would just know what all of this means, if we didn't know any other prayer but this, it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We don't like to ask God's will to be done because we want things to be done our way or the highway. He said, give us this day our daily bread. That means take no thought of tomorrow or what you should eat, drink, or wear. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if he give not men their trespasses, neither will I forgive you of your trespasses. And then over in Luke, the 11th chapter, I think my understanding was that Jesus prayed this prayer. And when he finished, the disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And it reads thus, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, he seized one of his disciples and said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. That says it all. That means don't be tempted. If you know you've had a problem with drinking, smoking, or whatever, don't hang with the crowd. You know, move away from toxic people. You know, just be in Christ. Cry out to him. Whatever you want removed out of your life, if you sincere and you keep it simple and be persistent, pray with confidence, pray with faith, I don't believe it's nothing that he can remove out of your life. We all know that we get overwhelmed with problems. The enemy sometimes plague your mind with God's not going to answer your prayer because you're not good enough. You're not educated enough. But thank God that he's a God that sits high and looks low. that he came, that he came so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So people, my message to you today, reset the button and go back to prayer. Go back to crying out to God. Go back. And one more thing that I would like to talk. I had an older lady call me, and she said, how do you pray? She said, I can't get down on my knees. And she said that one of the mothers of the church told me that if you don't bow down on your knees, that God not going to hear your prayer. And she said, every tongue confess and every knee shall bow. And I thought about my pastor when he said, you got to get an understanding of these scriptures. They wasn't talking about nobody bowing down on their knees out of that Romans 14:11. He was talking about when we go before God, we got to give an account of everything we did do or didn't do. And that's when we confess our sin and we bow down to him. But God will hear you if you're sitting in a chair, lying in your bed, walking around in your living room, sitting at your dinner table, sitting in your bathtub, in your shower, standing up, whatever. You can pray in secret. You can pray aloud. You can pray in the church together. You can pray, well, they said, the Bible said, where two or three gathered in his name, there he be in the midst. So I'm so glad that God don't have no ism and schism about how we should pray, where we should pray, and when we should pray. So research your, set your button and go back to prayer. And before I leave, you know I always got to leave you a little nugget. Watch what you say, because your mouth is ministering to your mind. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God back bless in the hands of my house.
God bless you, Mother Helen. Wow. My God. Listen, it's enough meat on the bones to be nibble, and I'm not going to be selfish. And we're going to bring in our own Pastor Smith. He's going to come in just a minute. My God, and help expound. I want to go a little, take this part because to bring a really clear understanding, because Mother Helen, she really said something. And in Matthew, he forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. He will also forgive. Listen, let's look at that word trust and understanding what that means. And it is a Greek word, trespass. It is a Greek, and it's translated and pronounced in the Greek as paratamas. And it means to fall beside or near. A sin, misdeed, devoted from truth and uprightness. Devoted from truth and uprightness. Listen, see, this is where saints of God, where it's not good to forecast judgment on someone. Hard times, or they in a situation that they in that they are in. That's why I ask God when I see certain things, God, forgive them. You know, forgive them. That's why Jesus, my God, that he sat on a cross, and before he left, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they forgive them, for they know not. Our brothers and sisters, because sometimes we church and Holy Ghost rolling folks, we'll get to the point, say, I knew they're going to happen. They about to stop putting their mouth on God's people. They about to stop putting their mouth. I knew God going to do something like that. Well, you saying that now until your time has come. You saying that right now. Sometimes we got to go and just forgive them for the things that are due, because at the end of the day, I don't know what tomorrow going to bring. I don't know that I will encounter a certain situation that will cause me to fall by the wayside or cause me to fall to where I need somebody to Mama Smith, get ready. I'm going to save you some of this meat now. I don't know when my time is where I might fall by the wayside and I need somebody not to talk about. Sometimes you could get in such a situation. You must ask for forgiveness for yourself, and somebody could come around and say, Father, forgive them, like Jesus, for they know not what they do. Forgive my brother for his trespasses. Forgive my sister for her trespasses. In a storm, in a boat, my roll your way. God going to remember what you done released for your sister. Whatever a man sow. I get where the keyboard at. Whatever a man sow it, a man shall also. My God, I said in a preacher voice. Whatever a man sow it, a man. Well, my God, Pastor Smith, I'm gonna go ahead and break somebody because I'm about ready to.
Amen. 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 Praise God, Pastor. Given. Honor to Christ who's given my life, to my wife, to Pastor Spencer and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to the ADA frontline and ADA family, and to you out there, amen, praise God, in radio land and internet, praise God. You know, we have to think about the things that we say out of our mouths. And let me say this right here, praise God. One thing that I do want to make perfectly clear, and that is for all of us, leaders and lay alike. Amen. Praise God. God said to forgive. Most times we cannot forgive. You know why?
Amen.
Because of this dirty, nasty flesh. You know your flesh is not saved, will never be saved.
Amen.
But the flesh requires so much. Praise
yes.
God.
Praise
the
God.
Flesh requires just about 80 or 90%. Amen. Praise God of what we are in need of. It requires it. That's why the Bible tells us that in the flesh, we got to die daily. Daily. And if we're not dying daily, then that means we're growing in something else. Garbage in, garbage out. Amen. Praise God. But the word of God is trying to instruct and teach us. Amen. He said to make it simple. Amen. I'm making it simple. Don't be talking about nobody. Don't be casting judgment. Who are you to point your finger? Amen. Who am I to point my finger? Who am I to cast judgment? Amen. Praise God. I heard the pastor talking about these titles. Amen. Title don't mean a hill of beans. Praise
yep.
God. If you're not following the principles and the precepts in the word of God. Amen. Amen. And we have to understand that God is trying to take us to a higher level and a higher plane. Amen. Praise God. Closer to him. We're not getting closer to God. We're going the other way. Amen. Amen. So God wants us to forgive. God wants us to take our mouths off of people. Amen. We shouldn't be saying the things that we say and doing the things that we do. It is not in the will of God. Amen. So it's just that simple. We shouldn't be doing it. But if God be for us, I said, who can be against us? Nobody but the enemy. And he's given us power over the enemy. So that takes care of everything. Amen. Amen. So, you know, we need to really take it in, saints. And we really need to press forward. Amen. And do the will of God in his word. Well, that's my nugget. You might not like it, but guess what? It's tight. It's hard, but it's hard.
And amen. Hey, my God. Saints of God, I'm telling you right now, let's remember this here, you know. And I like to keep it simple, you know. I like to keep things just remember, at the end of the day, you might be glorifying and on high clouds right now, but it's things of life will bring a reality, will give you a reality. It's things in life. So while you're there in that place, let's make sure we don't down, we don't look down at the individual, because they in the look down on the individual. Maybe the individual you looking at, maybe they probably, you probably seen them out there smoking a weed or smoking a joint or getting high, whatever. Then they come to church on Sunday, you see them lifting up their, listen, at the end of the day, they ain't, they just trying to get themselves together. And if together, let's ask God to Father, forgive them, because all I know, long as they keep coming to the well, but when dehydrated, they will become hydrated. Y'all hear me? And it's just a moment of time for the water and the moisture be coming back. So I just want to encourage those that is listening in tonight, my God, of the word that the mother just really came to call. I'm telling you, don't beat yourself up. Keep coming to the water. At the end of the day, who is us to judge? Because at the end of the day, when we look across the news, we... So who is us to judge out there? All I can ask God, my God, it might not be my time right now. Forgive my brother, forgive my sister. Let them know, God, everything will be all right. That you are the Father, you are the one. My God, you are the Father. And we just going to keep on pushing on and keep on moving. And at the end of the day, saints, in this together, we all in this together. Because the time frame it took you to get together, it might not be the time frame it takes the other brother or other sister to get things up together. Amen. We all in this together. And I just want you to keep seeing a light of, keep seeing an example that you could try to come to a place of more than enough in a place of light. Amen. 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 Remember the key that she gave, because that's the key. Foundations of the church. One side of the foundation of the church is our prayer. We have a foundation with prayer. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, there's no other thing. You know that one key right there will help yours and help bring you through so much of things is pray. Amen. Amen. You develop your relationship with God. Everybody don't have to know how you and God get down. And everybody don't have to know you and God relationship. Long as you know you have a relationship. I don't came across so many unchurched people. A strong relationship. God Almighty. I don't care about so many that got a lot of, got a strong relationship with the Lord, but they very unchurched. And you got some are church, and they really have, they really don't have a strong grip with God at all. Never get to the place where we think we got it together, or we know God, or we know how this walk goes. Always remember, there's something out there bigger and badder than you, and it will bring you to your knees. And you better not put your neck on your brothers. And like one day, you're going to need them to pray for you. And one day, you're going to need God to help you as well. So let's begin to. Amen. That way we can have, always have this residual in good harvest come into our life. Amen. Listen, I want to bring on one more person before we get off. If Pastor Kara, she on the line. Let's go ahead. I know y'all haven't heard her for a while. Pastor Kara, go ahead and press one. I want to bring her in and let her drop in some of these nuggets as well, saints of God, because it is so good. Amen. So Pastor Kara, she's on. Go ahead and press one on your phone. Amen. And we're going to go. God for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it is a blessing, and it is a blessing for what God is doing. And you just got to keep going, and you just got to keep fighting, because God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly all things. Amen. God bless each and every one of you.